Take a look at the national weather map, and you'll see that almost the entire United States is feeling the wrath of Old Man Winter. Three separate storms, one from the north, another from the west, and another from the south, are swirling across the country. And all these weather systems seem to clash and converge in the center of the country, smack dab over the state of Missouri. To learn more about the conditions there, we turn to Ben Abel. He's a professor of meteorology at St. Louis University. He's also volunteered for more than 30 years as a meteorologist for NPR member station KWMU in St. Louis, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So let's first talk about these three systems. The first is called the Pineapple Express.
That would be the one that's coming in from the Pacific. It's moisture-laden. It's a lot of energy in the upper atmosphere associated with it, and that's coming into California. Then it continues to move toward the northeast from there.
And heading from the north, packing a wallop, is the Arctic Express.
Right, and that's more a system in the upper part of the atmosphere as well as the surface. It's high pressure. It's just off the coast right now of British Columbia, and it's bringing very cold air into the west coast of the United States.
Now, up from the Gulf of Mexico, another moist storm. Does this storm have a name, too?
Well, that's a circulation pattern from the surface into the upper atmosphere, and it's more wind than anything else, and the wind is moving the moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico and providing the moisture that's a big part of what's been going on.
Now, some of the meteorologists are saying that this kind of weather system you only see two or three times in a century.
What they were referring to, I think number one, was probably in January of 1950, and I think that was the time that Seattle, Washington, which is normally a fairly mild winter, they had 33 inches of snow and extremely cold weather. And then I'm thinking it may have been March in 1937 where we had major flooding along the Ohio River. What we've had around here in Missouri and Illinois now has been a lot of rain, and to the north of that, ice, and that's been going on now for a couple of days.
Now, the National Weather Service has alerted meteorologists, folks like you, that flooding and frigid weather could continue over the weekend. So I want you to do something for us so people can get a sense of what's going on across the nation. Close your eyes, if you could, and just sort of paint a picture of that national weather map going into the next couple of days.
Okay, it looks like the storms will continue to move into the west coast of the United States, California, possibly Oregon, but right through the central part of the United States. Once we get rid of this system, the next system comes out on Saturday. The problems right now are going to continue to move northeastward. That means heavy rain, possible flooding. It means winter-type weather, an icy mix, or perhaps freezing rain, snow to the north, rain to the south of there. And I foresee this moving through the eastern Great Lakes, in fact, the southern Great Lakes as well. Chicago's no picnic. And I see it moving in toward New England, and it looks to me like New York State, including the New York metropolitan area, could be in for a nasty blow from this as well.
Now, a nasty weather system like this, for most of us, is a pain in the neck or perhaps a pain in the back if you've got to get out there and shovel all that snow. But do I detect a bit of excitement in your voice? Do meteorologists live for moments like this?
I hate to say this. I enjoy it. I enjoy it in terms of the educational part of it. I think meteorologists, by and large, have done a wonderful job in terms of cutting down fatalities. And as we continue to do this research, and this is the exciting part, the forecast should be getting better, and the warnings and watches a little more timely.
Mr. Abel, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Ben Abel is a professor of meteorology at St. Louis University.